The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed. Here we go. Hour number two of USAPrepares.com. If you'd like to call in, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Justin is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Dr. Norman Shealy is with us. Dr. Shealy, first hour we were talking about bacon, nitrates, nitrites, and you've got some information for us.
Well, I've just done a fairly extensive review of PubMed, and overall the evidence for an increase in cancer with nitrate and nitrite intake is extremely limited. And in fact, the evidence for its benefit in health is far greater because it does relieve high blood pressure and increase circulation and therefore help heart disease as well. So basically, I would say, you know, from looking at dozens of articles related to this, as long as you take a couple grams of vitamin C a day, which you should anyway, I would not worry about the nitrates and nitrites.
Well, you made a whole bunch of people here at the Fennelli Farm happy with that, because my children or our children enjoy bacon, you know, in moderation, of course, and they like beef jerky, and once in a while they, you know, not often, but they might eat a hot dog, an all beef hot dog. Okay, so we're okay with, I guess, in moderation. Is that what you're saying, or does that not even matter?
Oh, yeah. Well, I have to say in moderation, but as long as you're getting the vitamin C, I'm not sure it matters.
Okay. And what about...
And I just want to give you this one article that came out as late as 2002. The possibility is raised that nitrite, in synergy with acid in the stomach, mouth, and skin, may be an element of innate immunity. So, again, I mean, all the articles go that way.
Okay. Well, that's good news. So, let's extrapolate from there. Now, I have a relative who actually, through marriage, a wonderful man. And he, when his children were growing up, and this was many, many years ago when they were growing up, and his children were probably raised in the 60s, and, well, 50s and 60s. He advocated not drinking beverages with meals. So, for example, if we're going to have lunch, we will have the lunch meal, and after the meal is completed, then we can have something to drink. After dinner is completed, then we can have something to drink. And the thought was that using our teeth to grind up the food, using our saliva to mix with that food and we swallow it, is what we should do rather than washing it down with a beverage. Is there any evidence that says that is a good thing or a not good thing to do?
I think overall good. Yeah.
Okay. So when we learned years and years and years ago, I'm talking the 50s and 60s, chew your food 20 times, is that still something you're advocating? You know,
yeah.
You chew it? Okay. And Dr. Shealy, what happens if, well, what happens if we go to McDonald's and we slam down that micro hamburger in 4 or 5 bites, wash it down with soda, and we do that over time? And, you know, that's lunch, okay? Let's say we have a job, and right down the street from where we work, there's a McDonald's, and we're under stress at work, and we race over to McDonald's, we slam down a couple of those small micro hamburgers and have a big Coke and wash it down.
I'd rather eat a pound of bacon every day. You know, I consider McDonald's food poison. There is no circumstance under which I will go to McDonald's since 1962.
Dr. Shealy, I was...
I'm sorry?
I was talking with Justin, our engineer, and when we first started the broadcast, an hour and 12 minutes ago, just before we went on the air, and I was telling him that you and I did a broadcast one day in Springfield where we talked about food and the chemicals that were added in food, and within 1 hour, we threw overboard about 15 potential sponsors. Do you remember that?
Indeed, I do. You know, 80% of the food sold in this country is junk. 80%.
Yeah.
I mean, did you just hear that at the half hour on Hershey's looking at not using high fructose sugar in his products? I mean, high fructose sugar, high fructose whatever, seems to be worse than table sugar, which is bad enough.
Mm-hmm. And that was, you know, that was a question that I had for Mrs. Finelli. We were in the store, and the supermarket, and I just happened to look at the packages of sugar. You know, they used to be 5 pounds. Now the new improved fun size is 4 pounds. And so they've improved it and made it smaller. But some of it says pure cane sugar. Some of it says sugar. Are there different kinds of sugar? And isn't there sugar beet? And then isn't there cane sugar? And is there another kind of sugar? I don't know if there's a third kind or not, but is one sugar better than the other, or are they all bad?
Well, I think that in general, the natural sugars, and sugar is a broad category of things, in fruits especially, is good because it comes mm-hmm. with vitamins and minerals. And so in the fruit, you generally get a mixture of fructose, which is levulose, and dextrose, in other words, the left and the right sides of this particular compound. Now, when you take it out of the fruit, and I think it matters then whether it's glucose, dextrose, or fructose, you no longer have any vitamins or minerals or any of the mm-hmm. other antioxidants things that occur in the food. So to me, that becomes junk. Sucrose is so-called table sugar, which, as far as I know, is exactly the same whether it comes from sugar beets or sugar cane. Again, the sugar beet would be fine to eat. The sugar cane would be fine to eat because it comes with vitamins and minerals.
Mm-hmm.
But sugar itself was the first what I call artificial food. They learned, you know, hundreds of years ago to extract sugar from sugar cane. And that made it no longer a real food because it took away all the stuff to help you use it. You know, a little bit of sugar, everything is relative. The average American consumes something like 45 to 50 teaspoons of some form of sugar a day.
It's unbelievable.
And well, it's unfortunately some people are getting twice that because they're getting mine.
And mine?
I haven't bought sugar into the house since 1970. Don't have it. We have honey. Honey is generally a mixture, again, of fructose and dextrose, but it comes with vitamins and minerals. And it's just a better product. And not only that, it's almost 50% sweeter than sugar, so you don't need as much. Sugar is just part of the problem in the food industry. again, 80% of all the food consumed is junk. 45% of all meals in this country are consumed at or from so-called fast food restaurants. That in itself is junk. So that's 45% of everything available. Then you take something like 60% of everything sold in a grocery store. It's junk. If it's got monosodium glutamate, you know, as I say, camel soup is not good. It's, well, I can't use the word on the radio, but it's bad. and so I don't, in general, I don't buy a package if it's got more than a basic food and maybe some salt.
Once and it's tough, Dr. Shealy. It's tough to find those.
Well, I know, but you learn, and that's how you shop.
I'm glad you mentioned this, because before the broadcast, I write down some notes of things that come to my mind that I'd like to discuss and share with our broadcast classroom. And I was thinking about going to my grandmother's house in the 1950s. And she was Italian, and her husband was Italian, so grandparents on both sides were Italian. And the meals always had a salad, escarole, you know, lettuce. It wasn't iceberg. It was some other romaine, escarole, some other kind of lettuce, because they said, my grandparents said, iceberg lettuce has no nutrition, so we're not going to do that. So we had a salad, and it had tomatoes, and it had peppers, and it had onions, and it had extra virgin olive oil out of a large, like a gallon can, if you will, you know, a rectangular shaped can, tall can, and wine vinegar, and just a little bit of salt. So that was the salad dressing, and then we had some kind of meat. Very lean meat. It might have been chicken. It might have been beef. It might have been, once in a while, might have been pork. Vegetables. Maybe an antipasto. What I'm saying is that's kind of what meals used to be. And when I was growing up, we had something similar to that, too. But lately, what I'm noticing is quick, easy, bang it out, put it in the microwave oven. So now meals quick meals have become the equivalent of a casserole. It's just one thing, and you just scoop it out, put it on the plate, and that's it. So salad, no. Meat, barely. Vegetables, forget it. That's our diet, I believe, has changed because we're in such a hurry. I don't know what to do why we're in such a hurry, but we are, and our meals have changed. Can we talk about that when we come back, and maybe the negative effects of that?
You bet.
Okay. Dr. Shealy's with us, and you can listen to him on Hay House Radio, and I've got a post on the website, usapreparers.com, page one.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126-serving three-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, December 1st, 2014, gold opened at $1,195.40. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,239.50, $619.75 for a half ounce, or $309.88 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,239.50, $619.75, and $309.88.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norman Shealy is with us, and class, for those of you who are new, Dr. Shealy is a medical doctor. He's a PhD, a neurosurgeon. He's one of the world's leading experts in stress and pain management. He holds 10 patents. He's published over 300 articles and 25 books. He's been on the air for decades as a broadcaster. That's Dr. Shealy. So, Dr. Shealy, it's great to be with you. And we're talking about meals and how they've changed over the years from the point where we used to have salads and greens and different colors on our plate. I'm not talking about artificial colors. I'm talking about natural colors. And what does this mean to us?
The colors actually are representative of the antioxidants of various kinds. And we eat them all, and they're all good for us. And so, you know, a wide variety of natural colored foods is good. You know, the average American consumes, according to one study, 2.2 servings of fruits and vegetables combined a day. It is recommended that you get a minimum of 5 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. Now, I tend to get 7 to 8. That's just, I know, because I pay attention to those kinds of things. And I would say 4 to 5 are fruit, and 2 to 3 are vegetables. I guess some people would think that's a lot of fruit, but I'm healthy, and I like it, and I've always, all my life, I've eaten that way. And to me, a fast food is the original fast food is a handful of nuts and a piece of fruit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Dr. Shealy, what? But it's so much work, Dr. Shealy. You think about it. You know, nuts come in shells, and you have to have, you know, a nutcracker. And, man, oh, man, we could just slam something down, right? Like go to a fast food restaurant, have some French fries and a hamburger, right?
Well, not for me. You know, I wrote a book back in 1982 called Speedy Gourmet. And the book, the purpose of the book was to provide 90 breakfast, lunches, and I think it was 90 breakfast, you know, 3 months of breakfast, lunch, and dinner, work for which could not take more than 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, sometimes you have to cook it longer than that, but the work involved is
right.
A maximum of 15 or 20 minutes. And you can't go to a fast food restaurant in less than that.
No. And I remember being at home growing up, being at my grandparents' house. There was always a bowl of nuts with a couple nutcrackers, maybe three or four even, in there. And it was, you know, self-serve. You just, if you're hungry, just, you know, grab the nutcracker and, you know, walnuts and pecans and almonds and, you know, they're all in there, and just help yourself. And so I think we ate better. I think that life was at a, I think we were productive back then. I think we got a lot done. I think we worked harder. We were more effective, but we didn't seem to have the stress on us to just hurry. You know, we're late for everything, and I don't think that's good. I think that's killing us.
Well, I agree.
As a matter of fact,
I think the preoccupation with dumb phones, it actually aggravates the stress as much as anything. The idea that you're supposed to answer people instantly, you know, what nonsense? Who cares? Life is not an emergency. Shouldn't be.
I was on the phone yesterday with one of our instructors. I get a lot of calls, and I know you do too. And we were talking about that. And I've gotten calls from some of our other instructors that say, hey, Vinny, you don't even answer the phone. I go, yeah. Well, I don't answer the phone if I'm not where the phone is. And I'm not always where the phone is. So, you know, the phone is in the farmhouse. I'm not always in the farmhouse. Sometimes I'm out on the tractor. I'm in the barn. I'm outside working. And I don't carry my cell phone with me. And I can't wait to get rid of that darn thing because there are messages stacked up. And I am not one of those guys that has that cell phone with me and I don't respond immediately. Not because I don't want to talk to people. It's just I'm doing something else. And I don't want to be interrupted when I'm trying to get stuff done. Imagine
right.
Imagine having a cell phone, Dr. Shealy, when you're doing a neurosurgery, right?
Yes.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixta, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
Mm-hmm. What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norman Scheele is with us, and I suggest you consider going to his website, normscheele.com, N-O-R-M, Scheele. Norm is in Norman, Scheele, S-H-E-A-L-Y.com. And you can sign up for his free newsletter, the same one that I get. And you're not going to get any promotions from other companies that the mailing list does not get sold. It's just for use by Dr. Shuley to make sure that you get a copy of his newsletter. I suggest you consider it. I get it. The same way you will if you choose to go to normshuley.com. Dr. Shuley talked about dumb phones, and there's a post on our website, which, and you keep hitting the nail right on the head over and over and over. You are way ahead of the curve in what you say here at USA Prepares and on your broadcasts. And this one is about nearsightedness, and the question is nearsightedness an epidemic? And this this post talks about, well, you know, our young people are using these small screens. They're looking down on their phone. They're walking down the streets. They're walking into fire hydrants. I mean, they're walking, you know, they're causing accidents because they're not paying attention. They're looking down instead of looking forward or looking up. And their eyes are focused at a very short distance. So they're becoming myopic.
Yeah,
you talked about going outside. You talked about, you know, natural sunlight. We're doing this to ourselves, Dr. Shuley.
Well, you know, most of our problems, I don't know if you read my little e-news of today about insanity, but the human race is not known for being bright. I mean, we really do some stupid things.
Yeah, and we elect people that always select. We confirm
that
their selection.
That may be the most stupid thing that we do.
We confirm their selection. Yeah. Now, in Taiwan, prevalence of myopia, nearsightedness among 7-year-olds increased from 5.8% in 1983, to 21% in 2000. And there's a study of 19-year-olds that showed in Korea more than 96% were myopic in 2010. So what's happening is we are becoming more and more nearsighted, and the belief is that it's because we are focusing on iPhones, iPads, computers, electronic games, and we're working very, very closely with these devices because the screens are small. And so we're doing this to ourselves. And then if you add to that another compounding medical problem, is we're our posture is compromised because we're hunched over. We're sitting. We are becoming slaves to these devices. Literally, we're becoming slaves. Let's talk about that, Dr. Shuley. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, my thoughts are exactly the same as yours. I think these devices have created far more harm than they have good.
Mm-hmm.
In general, it reminds me of Facebook. I mean, I know I'm going to offend some people, probably do almost every time I open my mouth anyway. But,
let's do it.
But Facebook, to me, is the biggest drivel I've ever seen in my life. I mean, 99% of everything you find there is just idle chatter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, I use Facebook for one purpose. And I'm going to bring up Facebook right now. And I did a post before each broadcast. I do a post. And here is this morning's post. And it says, Vincent Finelli, in 45 minutes at 9 to 11 o'clock a.m. Central Time, Dr. Norman Shuley, M.D., nearsightedness epidemic. Everyone's tired. 10 Cokes per day, non-fluoride toothpaste, beef jerky, artificial light, survival, listen live with the telephone number, or call in at 866-582-9933, or USAPrepares.com. That's what it says. So basically, it's a capsule of information about what we're going to talk about today. Who's going to be on, what we're going to talk about. That's it. I don't talk about, you know, who's got the best baked bean recipe or what my cat did. Or I just...
Exactly. No, I mean, it should be used for that kind of information and not what I call idle chatter.
Yeah. Yeah, and I really agree. It's a great way to get information out quickly about something that, you know, is considered important. And let me tell you what else happens with this. And I'm in total agreement with you. There's a gentleman by the name of Ron Gibson. And Ron Gibson is on the East Coast. He literally listens live to this broadcast as well as a few others. He records them. He takes that Facebook post and he uses that as the description of the audio of this broadcast and posts it on YouTube every day. So USA Preparers Radio is available on YouTube every day. I mean, if you want to listen, it's commercial free. It's commercial free on YouTube. And the description is from that Facebook post that I make every morning. So that's a use for YouTube that I think is beneficial. Other than that, I mean, I really don't use it for anything else. That is all. You know, just about this broadcast or maybe about the expo. That's it. So we're talking about nearsightedness. We're talking about getting outside and visual hygiene. So when we talk about our eyes, it's really important. I think a handicap that most people would not want to have is one of blindness. That would be very, very difficult to deal with. I know a man who's blind who's exceptional. He has adapted so well. He's a brilliant man, Sam Bushman. He's been here at the home, and he has adapted to being blind, and he's positive. But I think for most of us, it'd be very, very difficult. So I think we need to take care of our eyes. One of the things that you talk about, Dr. Shuley, is castor oil for the eyes. And you've recommended that USP castor oil be one drop per in each eye at night for the treatment of cataracts. Can you go over that and then tell us, is there anything that could go wrong with that?
As long as you use USP castor oil and not the kind that you might rub on your skin, I don't think there's any harm coming from it. Now, okay. I would have to say, of course, there's no reason to consider doing that in people who've already had a lens replacement and stuff like that. So if there's been surgery on the lens of the eye, there's no reason to do it, and I definitely would not recommend doing it in that kind of situation. Mm-hmm. Other than that, I think it's safe and highly effective.
And what about for animals? If we think our animals, like our dogs who have aged, oh, like 10, 12 years.
I have had a couple of people recommend it, tell me that they've used it successfully in their dogs. I don't know about cats.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And it was successful with the dogs?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Let's see. I've got a couple other things here that... have you heard of using coconut oil as an ingredient in making toothpaste?
For your... No, I haven't yet heard that one.
Okay. Well, they say it's coconut oil, this is a post on our website, USA Prepares, is now called a miracle dental bacteria killer. And what they're saying is that you can make your own toothpaste without fluoride, and you take 3 tablespoons of coconut oil, 3 tablespoons of baking soda, 35 drops of eucalyptus oil or mint extract, 3 teaspoons of fine sea salt, and if you want to sweeten it up, a packet of stevia. That's it. What do you think?
Sounds pretty cheap. I don't mean that in a negative way. It sounds inexpensive.
Yeah. I know what you mean. So do you think that might be okay?
Yeah, I would think so. I haven't tried it. I like the OPA, O-apostrophe-P-A. I have nothing to do commercially. You know, I mean, it's not something I created. One of my radio listeners created it several years ago after she read one of my e-newsletters about using soap as a toothpaste. Mm-hmm. She makes very pleasant tasting soap, tooth soap. Mm-hmm. And this spring, because I knew about its added benefit to the mouse, you made one with turmeric in it. And that's the one that I use now, because there's no question that brushing your teeth with turmeric adds benefits.
But when I was growing up, my dad would take a small amount of baking soda. You know, he'd wash his hands. He'd put a small amount of baking soda in the palm of his left hand. He would put a small amount of salt in with that. And then he would wet his toothbrush. And then he would put the bristles of his toothbrush held in his right hand into that pile, a small pile of baking soda and salt in his left hand, and brush his teeth with that. And he said that that was a great way to go. And, of course, it did not have fluoride in it. So
right.
what do you think about just salt and baking soda?
Salt and baking soda, especially with a little eucalyptus oil, is an excellent toothbrushing thing, too.
Okay.
And, again, very inexpensive.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know if he did it because he was a child of the Depression, as was my mom, and it was just more expensive to buy a tube of prepackaged toothpaste, or whether he did it because he wanted the fluoride, you know, out, or whether he just plain old thought it was better, or all of the above. And maybe it was all of the above.
Yeah, I think it was. From everything you've told me about your father, I think he was pretty bright.
Well, he really was. He had a high IQ, and he was tested by the Army, and they decided that they had a plan for him. When we come back, Dr. Shealy, there's a post on our website. What happens when you drink 10 Cokes a day for a month? Now, I don't think you are in favor of doing that. Matter of fact, I'd stake my life on it. Let's talk about that when we come back. 10 Cokes a day for a month. Dr. Norman Shealy, and I'll be right back.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys 3-square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126-serving 3-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-607-7412. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-607-7412. That's 1-800-607-7412. Call 1-800-607-7412.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What are
God, you're take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Norman Shealy is with us. So, Dr. Shealy, in 2004, Morgan Spurlock, as a 32-year-old guy, he decided to eat nothing but McDonald's food for 30 consecutive meals. So he was 32 years old, and he ate over 5,000 calories a day. He gained 24 pounds. His body mass index increased by 13%. He had mood swings, sexual dysfunction. He was a mess. So that was his reaction to eating nothing but McDonald's food. Okay, fast forward from 2004, when that happened, to just recently. A guy by the name of George Pryor from Los Angeles, a 50-year-old man, decided to drink 10 cans of Coke, you know, the 12-ounce cans, for 31 days. His blood pressure rose to 145 over 96. He had strong cravings for more and more sugar. He gained 28 pounds.
Well, another stupid guy, in my opinion.
And I think he did it just, I don't think he did it for any reason other than to see what would happen. But what's nice about what he did, yeah, it was crazy, but he taught us that he had even more strong cravings for sugar by drinking so much sugar, he had even more strong cravings for sugar. So
there are scientific articles stating that sugar is addicting.
I think that's what this man is saying.
Yeah.
I really do.
And it is addicting, and it's extremely unhealthy. He's lucky he didn't have a heart attack or develop permanent diabetes or heaven only knows what with that kind of thing. Many years ago, I actually had come to me in the terminal stages of cancer, the private secretary of one of the royal houses of Europe, and she had eaten 1 pound of candy and 10 Cokes a day for 10 years.
Oh, man.
And, you know, I mean, it was terminal. At that stage, certainly I can't think of any conceivable thing that could possibly help reverse it. There's no excuse, in my opinion, for drinking one Coke a day or any other pop. Pop is called pop, by the way, because it's loaded with phosphorus. And we don't need phosphorus. All food has phosphorus in it. So adding excess phosphorus is bad in itself, not even counting the sugar and all the other junk.
Dr. Shealy, I remember learning many, many years ago, and in class you can look this up, Coke contains hydrofluoric acid. It is so strong. It is so strong, it will eat through glass. As a matter of fact, the reports that I heard, they had to use wax plumbing, in order to produce Coke because the acid, hydrofluoric acid, is so strong that it will eat through glass. And that is a content, it's a component of these cola products, and we are introducing that into our stomachs. And how about the police who carry a six-pack of Coke in the trunks of their car, so when there's one of those horrific accidents and there's blood all over the street, they just open these cans of Coke, pour it on the blood. And
well, that's the only use I can think of. Maybe it's worthwhile for that.
Yeah.
It is not worthwhile under any circumstance for consumption.
Okay. So if you have a friend, maybe the thing to do is not offer that friend of yours a Coke. Hey, let me buy a Coke for you. Let's avoid doing that. Dr. Shealy, we only have a very short amount of time left, a couple seconds. You know what? We probably won't be able to get to it. I was going to ask you about belching. Is belching a sign of something?
Well, there's always next week.
Let's do that. Let's talk about belching and gas next week. And the reason, what I mean is a great degree of gas a sign of something? And is belching a sign of something? Are we doing something wrong? Or is it a natural process? Dr. Norman Shealy is with us, normshealy.com. And you can click on usapreparedness.com and you can find out about how to listen to Dr. Shealy on Hay House Radio, page number one. Dr. Shealy, thanks so much, class. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
News flash. Home invasions are on the rise. It takes less than 10 seconds to kick in a door, but an average of 20 minutes for police to respond to an alarm. Even if you own a gun, 10 seconds is not enough time to protect your family. And what would happen to your family if you're not home? Easy Armor is the ultimate security solution. 85% of break-ins are through a door. Easy Armor reinforces all the key weak points on your door. The jamb, the lock area, and the hinges. If these areas aren't reinforced, you're not safe. Easy Armor has been tested and recommended by police. You can install Easy Armor in 30 minutes, and it comes with a lifetime warranty. Protect your home now with Easy Armor. Go to InvasionStopper.com to get real security for under $70. That's InvasionStopper.com. Easy Armor. Your security is our only business.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops.
Who isn't looking for more vibrant vigor and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.